Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall here in the studio with Jaywin Russick, our theater critic. Good to see you, Judy.
Very good to be here, Tom.
And I am delighted that we're going to talk about a show that I thought was terrific. I saw it with Linnell the other night. It's called Wonder in My Soul. It's at Baltimore Center Stage. And we talked a little bit about this last week. The playwright is a guy named Marcus Gardley, and he changed the setting of the play to Baltimore for this production. So it didn't start in Baltimore, but he kind of Baltimoreized it when it got to Center Stage. How'd that
Yes, he did. And I'm delighted to be talking about this play, too. This is a show that debuted in Chicago two seasons ago, and it was set in Chicago. Now, Baltimore Center Stage had produced a play by Marcus Gardley, Dance of the Holy Ghosts, in 2013.
Yeah, which I also loved.
And he became a really big fan of Baltimore back then. So when the theater approached him about doing A Wonder in My Soul, he said he was interested in setting it here. And he went about this with real gusto. He had an extended residency at Baltimore Center Stage in the early fall. And the play, I should say, is set in an African-American beauty parlor, which is now in East Baltimore. He met with salon owners from throughout the Baltimore area. He renamed characters for Baltimore locations. The co-owners of the salon are now named Swan Park Sinclair and Gwyn Oak Falls. And there are also characters named Pen Lucy and Cherry Hill. There are lots of local references throughout the play, but not just to places, also to events like the 1968 riots. And there's some changes in significant events in the play like that. This isn't a gimmick. It's a really powerful play. I found it Baltimore Center Stage's strongest offering this season so far. It's a go out and take the family, don't miss it play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this, and of course, this is, it takes place in a beauty parlor, but it's about a whole lot more than women getting their hair done. I thought the plot of this moved just beautifully. So tell us a little bit about the story.
Well, it's much more than just that, because this is much more than just a beauty parlor. The action takes place in 2008 with flashbacks to Gwyn and Swan's youth in North Carolina. There are two major intersecting plot lines. The beauty parlor is threatened with foreclosure. The owners are 8 months behind on their mortgage. And the other plot line is that Gwyn's son, Andrew, who runs a nonprofit that helps keep young black men off the streets. He could have worked with your previous guests, I think.
Yeah.
He's doing this noble duty, but he is in trouble for embezzlement. This is a beauty parlor that is iconic in the neighborhood. It has been there for decades. And I felt, in a lot of ways, it was more a church than a salon. One character even calls it her church away from church. And Marcus Gardley's language is so poetic. It's almost liturgical, especially in the monologues. I brought a clip from the start of the second act. This is actress Wanda Christine as Gwen.
So love your hair. Every nap, every kink, every curl, every swirl, every lock. And when you on the block, shake that mane and let the children gawk. And if they treat you cold, then just drop it like it's hot. Be bold. If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then you are a sight to behold. Walk mighty and strong on your ancestors' shoulders, for your crown of glory will tell the story of how we made it over.
Wanda Christine in Baltimore Center Stage's production of A Wonder in My Soul. So, Judy, because this play is set in a beauty parlor, it, of course, has great roles for women. There are a lot of almost the whole cast is women, and they're terrific. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, absolutely, especially great roles for middle-aged African-American actresses. There's six actors in the cast. Five of them are women. There's just one man. Wanda Christine's character, Gwyn, we just heard her. She was the impetus behind the beauty parlor. But she leans on her friend Swan an awful lot. She has repeatedly taken advantage of this friendship without malice, but she has kept Swan from pursuing a career as a singer. And Wanda Christine shows us Gwen's pride, but also her dependence. She's a divorced mother of two grown children, Andrew and Cherry, a Baltimore police sergeant. They're played by Stanley Andrew Jackson III and Anastasia McCleskey, and they have this intense sibling rivalry. The beauty shop's co-owner, Swan, is an extrovert, and Harriet D. Foy really seems to be having a blast playing this part. The two women have a falling out that also becomes a major plot thread, especially because we really can feel their closeness before that. Their younger selves are played by other actresses in flashbacks. I didn't find quite as much oomph in their performances. Directions by Daniel Bryant. He's especially good at orchestrating the many moments when naturalism gives way to direct audience address. The play opens with direct audience address. Swan is talking about her germophobia, and it segues into her praising Gwen's talents as a hairdresser. So let's listen to that part. You're going to hear some local references and a bit of Swan's philosophy. This is Harriet Foy.
She know her way around her head like it's the back of her hand. She can flip a wig, cross-stitch a weave, nap up new growth, nip and tuck split ends, and take care of your itching, balding, blistering scalp long before you told her all your business, and she's telling it to everybody from Park Heights to Pikesville. Now me, on the other hand, you know, I'm decent when it comes to hair, but my expertise is helping people with their inner beauty.
Yeah, inner beauty. This is the very first thing that you see when you walk into the theater, and it's hysterical. Our audience was going nuts at this. So that's Harriet B. Foy at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, you mentioned that one of the main characters was a singer. I think all of them sing really, really well. What did you think of the way they use music in the show?
Well, the title of the show, Tom, is the title of a gospel song, so it's not surprising that there's music in there. And I felt that music added a lot of texture to the show, and it reinforces the church motif. And there are 8 or 9 musical numbers. They're not all gospel. There's a Toni Braxton song, a Supreme song, a Billie Holiday song. And as you point out, it's not just Swan who sings. Sometimes pretty much the whole cast is singing and on their feet and moving with the music. Plus, there's a subplot about Gwen's daughter, the police sergeant. She turns out to be a really gifted singer. And let's listen to a bit of Anastasia McCluskey as Cherry singing a rendition of the Toni Braxton song, Let It Flow. You're going to hear organ accompaniment, which also makes it sound a little more church than pop.
There comes a time when we must go our own way.
Anastasia McCluskey in A Wonder in My Soul. This brought the house down when Linnell and I were there. It's just fantastic. There have been a number of comedies set in beauty shops, but this is very funny. I mean, there's a lot of funny stuff in this play, but Marcus Gardley is really doing something here that's more expansive than just the typical laughs you get out of the beauty parlor.
Oh, yeah. This is serious drama with serious themes, and so many of them. Gentrification, racial tensions, entrepreneurship, inner beauty, community responsibility, friendship, politics. The reason it's set mostly in 2008 is because of President Obama's election. We see the way that an institution can really ground a community, whether it's a church or a beauty parlor that sometimes seems like a church. And the play also has strong literary forebears. It has poetic language that falls somewhere between Antasaki Shange and August Wilson. Some of the plot elements reminded me of A Raisin in the Sun, particularly a mother defending her son when he's down. There's a really powerful prayer circle with women gathering around Gwen's son. It's an extremely theatrical and spiritual high point of the production. Marcus Gardley is a really important voice in American theater, and Baltimore Center Stage has made it possible for him to do really substantial work here. They gave this play and him the kind of developmental support and inspiration that this theater does best, and I felt that the result is a rich experience both for the actors and for the audience.
Yeah, I agree. And talk about return on investment. I mean, they really, you know, they took time and they really helped Marcus put this thing together, and boy, it's the results are terrific. And I got to say, the singing in particular, I was so impressed with. I mean, I know a little bit about singing from my prior career, and these women are spot on in tune, and they know how to communicate. The whole thing is just
and
terrific.
Often singing a cappella.
Yeah, often, and that it's just terrific. All right, A Wonder in My Soul. It's at Center Stage until the 23rd of December. We've got links to details of showtimes and all that kind of stuff at wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to go to the Everyman Theater. We're going to see a classic, huh?
Yes, Oscar Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest.
All right, well, I look forward to that. Lunch today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, Baltimore's gourmet grocery. Since 1944, Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets and Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the U.S. Details online at eddiesofrolandpark.com. Theaterofthehair.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow it's our annual in-studio performance by Helicon and Friends in advance of their Winter Solstice concert on Saturday. Helicon, Charm City Junction, and a few others will join me here in Studio A and treat us to some great traditional, old-time, and world music. So I hope you can join us tomorrow on midday. And this program note for tonight, my old friends at the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, speaking of singing, they're going to present their annual Christmas with Choral Arts concert, which they taped at the Baltimore Basilica last week. You can hear that concert tonight at 9 o'clock right here on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Tom Hall. On behalf of the entire midday team, we appreciate your listening. Have a great day.